Hey guys, it's another early morning conversations with Cream. I'm sitting here with my solopreneur, entrepreneur, side hustler, creative mug, drinking my what is this? French vanilla latte. Anyway, you guys know I like to share my random thoughts with you guys. So today's random thought is in regards to couple goals. So, hopefully no one takes this I don't care. Take it personal. Take it however you want to take it. It's a conversation with Cream. You guys know I usually just share my thoughts and I call it a conversation because I feel like it's between you and I. But I do have someone else here to chime in on my random thoughts because I decided to just start talking about it with them. It started out as a random thought of me just speaking out loud. You know how that is. So anyway, so we're here at the studio and I like to sometimes inundate Roy with my thoughts. He'll just sit there and listen to me talk about it. But anyway, today he actually chimed in. So I was talking about couple goals, and I was saying how sometimes couples that decide to share their coupledom on social media can sometimes be coddled for, I don't want to say all the wrong reasons, but I'll give you guys an example. It's like everything that they do is couple goals, black love, and I feel like a lot of times not every couple or everything that every couple does is couple goals. It's just shit that people in a relationship do. Like, it is what it is. And if you were in a relationship, it wouldn't be goals. I feel like a lot of people say couple goals because they're just lonely. Because a lot of times there are relationships where you're like, this shit does not look like goals. This shit looks tumultuous. Tumultuous.
Tumultuous.
Tumultuous. Yes, you guys know how I'm about grammar. It's like, how can you not see this? This shit is like a burning, sinking ship. You guys keep hashtagging black love and couple goals. It's like, nah, bitch, you're just lonely. Every couple together seems like goals. And there's this thing that we call love eyes. And what love eyes is when you love someone so much that you don't see things that may be wrong. And I feel like a lot of times couples that have friends that love them so much that they can't see that someone in the relationship is hurting or both people in the relationship are hurting, and they overlook signs and they're just like, black love, or oh yes, my favorite couple, and the both parties are suffering, and they're just hoping that someone sees their suffering and helps them get out or talk to them about it or be a comfort or something. And I know there is going to be someone out there that says, well, they're adults, why can't they just get out? If you're not happy, then leave. I mean, that's easier said than done, because there are a lot of people that are in relationships with people that they love and they're miserable and they just don't know how to get out of it. They don't want to hurt the other person, whatever reason why they don't want to get out of the relationship. They just don't get out of it. But I just feel like sometimes people like, yes, bitch, yes, you know, and you're like, no, bitch, no, that's this should not be a goal. So, domestic violence is not a joke, but you know, we were using the example of Ike and Tina, and when they were together, and I was just saying, like, the coddling friends would be like, yes, Tina, look at y'all traveling the world, you know, platinum records on stage, dancing together. Girl, he loves you so much. Like, he wants to be the only person in your life. Like,
Right.
he don't even let you have friends, girl. That's love. You know,
You know, feeding her cake, everything like that.
feeding you cake, massaging your neck. You're like, bitch, no, he's choking me
Right.
and he's shoving cake in my face. Like, do you not see that I'm in a domestic violence situation? Like, this is not love. And I also think that a lot of times people say black love and the relationship is a negative relationship. It's sad that sometimes Black love is attached to negative relationships because for some of us, that's all that we know. And when I say us, I'm just saying as Black people, not myself. But I'm a part of the Black community, so I don't want to separate myself from our community. But for some of us, that's all we know. All we know is, you know, negative relationships. And, you know, you hear people, girl, just stick in there, hang in there, girl. He'll change. He'll this, he'll that. And that's not Black love. Negativity, domestic violence, cheating, anything negative, alcoholism, drug use, being in a relationship that doesn't have affection, mental abuse, none of that is Black love. But we've seen that time and time again from grandparents, moms, uncles, aunts, the neighborhood that some of us live in. And that's all that a lot of us know. And we tend to just be like, girl, he's been there for you this whole time. You're the bottom bitch. Like, what? No, no, that's not goals. That is not goals. And we have to change the narrative of what Black love really looks like. And I think that's the reason that so many people gravitated towards Lauren London and Nipsey Hussle. And a lot of people were angry, like, oh my God, they're not this or not that. But it's just like hearing her speak about some of the things that he did and some of the ways that he cared for her and her family. It was such the opposite of a lot of people's narrative that they were just like, oh, I never knew that really existed.
Yeah.
I never knew that that was possible. But it is. You just have to stop coddling the negative relationships and calling it goals. I'm not saying that people can get through issues, because if you love someone, yes, you're going to probably go to counseling and do different things to make your relationship better. But you guys know the difference between working on issues and just being in a relationship that you just need to get the hell out of. And I just feel like a lot of times some people are so thirsty. I don't want to say thirsty. I just feel like some people are so lonely that everything looks like goals to them.
Mm-hmm. Because they don't know. They don't know what real love, they don't know what relationship looks like.
Yeah.
They don't know what everyday little things that you do for somebody looks like.
So yeah.
They think that's a goal. It's like, no, he just took out the garbage. That's what he's supposed to do. It's like, yeah. That's fine.
Yeah. So I wonder, I need to look that up. I wonder if being or coming from a single parent household or a broken home, I wonder if that is a factor in why so many people gravitate towards social media relationships, because they don't really know what relationships look like. And every relationship that looks good to them with their eyes is a goal.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I don't know the statistics on that. So I don't want to be one of those people that say, well, you know, it's because they grew up in a single parent household, so they don't know what relationships look like. So every relationship looks like goals to them. I mean, that could be true, but I don't want to put that out there as like a thing. You know, I'm not one of those type of people
mm-hmm.
that just is like, yeah, it's because of this. But I'm pretty sure that has a factor. Or coming from a household where you did have both parents, but it was just
a dry relationship.
It was either dry, there was no affection, there was no love, or their mom and dad was in a very negative relationship that didn't have any love and affection. That was nothing but, you know, just...
Or it could be that they worked a lot and they were separate a lot. And
yeah.
There's a lot of reasons.
Yeah. So, you know, there's a lot of reasons. But I just feel like a lot of times when your friends have love eyes for your relationship, they overlook a lot of things. And one person in the relationship is posting statuses about one thing, and the other person in the relationship is posting statuses about another thing, and everybody was like, yes. You're like, dude, don't you see? Somebody's not happy. Stop yesing everything and really be your friend and just be like, are you okay? You know, are you guys okay? Because sometimes that's what people need you to say is like, are you okay? Not in public. Be a friend and text them or call them and say, hey, are you guys okay? Not big up the fact that we put a whole front up on social media to make you guys happy.
Right.
And I just want people to know, like, you don't always have to share every single thing about your life and about your significant other in order to make everybody else feel happy about you being in a relationship, or to make everybody else feel yes about your relationship. Like, it's yours for a reason.
Man, some people just feel like they gotta put every little thing.
Why though? Like, I don't need you to approve of my relationship and who I'm with. I'm with them for me.
Some people aren't. Some people are in relationship for the likes, which is crazy.
What type of life is that though? I need to like you outside of the likes on social media. That doesn't make any sense to me. Mm-hmm. That's just me. Like, this isn't geared towards anybody. This is just something that I noticed just overall. I know a lot of celebrities share their life and their relationships online as well. And I know a lot of times people think celebrity relationships are goals, but they're human beings just like everyone else, and they go through a lot of stuff. And I do understand that seeing those images is positive as well. I'm just saying that everyone needs to be, make sure that your mental health is healthy before you see someone or people as goals, because we do need to see those positive images online and on TV and in different areas of our life for everyone, whether you grew up with a great family or you didn't grow up with a great family, where you grew up with a mom and dad or you grew up with a grandmother, aunt, guardian, whomever raised you, you still need to see positive images. But I think that what we need to figure out is how far should you take it, and how much should you as a friend or as a person on the outside looking into these relationships, how much should you be invested in these people's relationships? Because I see a lot of times people are heavily invested in other people's relationships to where they get angry if the people get divorced or break up or anything like that. But it's like, you shouldn't be invested.
At all. And, anyone, celebrities, anybody.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You shouldn't be that invested in someone's relationship. Now, I can understand if you find out that someone cheated or did someone dirty, you can get angry. Like, I get it. Because especially if you feel like the other person is undeserving of that person's transgressions. I get that. But even in that instance, you still shouldn't be that invested, because you don't live with that person behind closed doors. And whether that person decides to forgive that other person or not is their choice. Just like Beyonce forgave Jay-Z. And even though there were rumors, they didn't share what was going on with their life until they were already done with counseling. They had already gotten back to a strong point in their relationship, and they're like, okay, yeah, we're ready to share, because neither one of them were living in the hurt, pain, and everything else. They're like, yeah, we can share what we went through to help everyone else with their relationship, because we've already overcome all of our issues.
Yep.
We've already worked through all of our issues. Now we can share. I think a lot of times too, people share too much about their relationship too soon.
Yeah, definitely. New relationships, you can't put that out yet, because you don't know. You barely getting to know the person yourself.
Right.
You're putting everything out there, and then when something happens, now you got everybody in your business. Everybody knows what's going on.
Absolutely. It's like you guys can't even argue or get angry at each other without having other people interfere. Like, get to know each other first. I feel like you should wait at least a year before you allow other people to be in your relationship, because by then, you guys should know each other. It doesn't take that long to get to know someone, but I feel like after a year, you guys should be comfortable and secure with one another enough to where you should be able to share it on social media. I'm not saying pretend like you're single.
Just don't put everything.
But you don't need to put every single thing about your life on social media within that first year, because it's still fresh. It's still new. You guys are just getting to know one another. Everybody doesn't need to know that somebody hit your dude up in his inbox. Like, that's not for us to know.
You don't know who's watching. So not everybody's happy for your relationship.
Absolutely. The craziest thing is when people be like, y'all bitches, get out my man inbox. It's like, do you really think he needs you to say that? Like, that's just me. I don't understand. He should be the one saying that. If you have to tell the world to stay out your significant other's inbox, whether you're the male or the woman, like, that's just stupid to me. That's just my opinion. I'm not calling anyone stupid. I just would never do that. That's just, to me, it is dumb. It is something that I wouldn't do, because that's dumb. If they know that your significant other is not single and they're still doing it, do you think that you making the announcement is going to make them stop? If your significant other is entertaining people, do you think that because you let everyone know that he's entertaining people, do you think that's going to make it stop? No, because if they are entertaining someone, knowing that they're in a relationship and the other person knows they're in a relationship, they already know they're in a relationship.
Right.
So you making the announcement that they're in a relationship that both parties were already aware of, that's not going to make them stop. It just means that you now know. You're just aware now. And you're making everyone else aware that you're aware.
That's pretty much what it is.
You're just letting everyone know that your man's cheating on you or your girlfriend's cheating on you. Like, that's why I think it's dumb. Making that announcement is like, hey guys, I know that my significant other is talking to people in the inbox. That's what it sounds like to me. Like.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm sorry. That's just hilarious to me. It's like, when is that going to stop? Because I just feel like, if they didn't stop, it's like you finding out is not going to make them stop. They already knew that they, I don't know, guys. That's just so crazy to me. It's like, oh my God, she knows. Let me stop doing what I knew was wrong in the first place. Let me stop doing what I should have never even started. He made a post. He made an announcement, guys. Stay out of her, like. I feel like that just makes it worse to me. I don't know. I'm a different type of person. I just feel like that makes it worse, because there are a lot of facetious people out here. They're just like, oh, bitch, I'm about to send him a picture of my whole naked ass now. I feel like it makes me, I want to send her tons of hella pictures of my dick. Like, what? That doesn't make it stop. That just makes it worse, if you ask me. I don't know. I don't know, guys, because I've never done that. That's just stupid to me. But to each their own, like, everyone does what they need to do to make their relationship work. These are just my thoughts. You guys know, this is Conversations with Cream. This is just, you guys said you wanted to hear my random thoughts when it comes to my mind. And now I'm sharing them more freely. A lot of times I just keep them to myself. Or I'll talk people to death, i.e. Roy. And then I keep it pushing. But you guys said you wanted me to share this more often. And this isn't like one of those influencers where they're just like, everyone keeps asking me to share my skincare routine, but no one asked for that shit. No, literally, people said they like my conversations with Kareem. Like, this isn't like a fake everyone asked for and now I'm giving it to you. This is serious. Like, people, whatever. I don't have to prove shit to you guys. You listen. If you don't, you don't. It is what it is. But anyway, what was the other thing that, oh, all right. So this guy, I'm not going to promote his name because it is what it is. If you know who I'm talking about, you know. If you don't, I'm pretty sure you'll stumble across his page. But he's in Vegas. He does these sensual massages. So this is the other thing we're talking about, like couple goals and couples and different things like that. So there were a lot of dudes on his page and they were like, hell no, I'll break my bitch neck. I found out she booked a massage with this nigga. There's another dude that said something like, hell no, my girl ain't about to get no massage from this dude. What, he got a full grown beard and muscles. Like, it was just so many hell no, my girl is not gonna. It was so many women, you know, I don't know, women that are in a relationship that respect themselves, their relationship, that would actually let this man just touch all over them. And it just doesn't make any sense. Or some people were like, this has to have a happy ending because there's no way that I could allow this man to rub all over me and not bust it wide open. And I'm just looking at all these comments like, really?
Yeah. That's crazy.
I sent the video to Roy and I asked him, like, what were his thoughts about the massage? And would he get upset if he found out, you know, that his significant other booked a massage of this guy? And what was your response?
Here's the, I said, I wouldn't care because all that means is that she's just going to come home horny. That's it. I mean, I would assume, okay, this is assuming, that this guy has done these massages before. He's a professional.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want to get beat up by a boyfriend because I'm sure that has probably come close to happening.
Yeah. It was dude saying they would shoot him.
He doesn't want to get shot. He doesn't want to ruin his reputation as a businessman.
Mm-hmm.
That he would do something out of the way. But, okay, I'm sure there's chances that it could happen, but that could happen anywhere in life.
Absolutely.
You can't be so insecure that you gonna lock your girlfriend, wife, whoever away and just think that nothing is ever gonna happen. She can get a massage by a woman and still have something happen.
True.
That's actually more odds of something like that happening. Now, true, this, it looked very, very sensuous. Sensuous.
It was, or sensual.
Yeah. You go with that. It was very erotic.
That's a good word.
But, I mean, it still doesn't mean something has to happen. The people that think that something has to happen because of that is just, the guys are very insecure and the women are easy that think that way.
Yeah. Like, I think a lot of times, like even when we're talking about couple goals and we're talking about things like this, I think a lot of times people don't realize that they are projecting themselves and their insecurities onto the world or onto that person.
Yeah.
Because when men look at the video and they automatically think that this dude has to be having sex with all these ladies, that means that you, sir, right, don't have self-control.
Exactly.
That means that if you were in that situation to massage a woman, that you would definitely dick her down.
Or if a woman was giving you a massage, that this, something got to happen here.
Yeah.
No, dude, it doesn't.
And then, you know, a lot of times when men just say, I saw a lot of men saying, I mean, I know he fucking, because when I massage my girl, we instantly have sex. Yes!
Right.
Because your girl, you're my dude. Duh, your girl had sex with you because you, as her man, massaged her. And I'm just going to keep it real, guys. Even with Roy sitting here, a lot of times when you guys have sex after massaging your woman, it's not because you massaged her. It's because she asked you for a massage and you started massaging her private part and then you took your dick out. We really wanted a massage. Like, that's what people have to understand. Men have to understand that a lot of times women really just want a massage. I paused for a reason. We really just want a freaking massage. That's it. Nothing more. But it leads to more because you guys think, oh my gosh, she's naked. I'm oiling her up. I'm rubbing her booty. That always means that rubbing her booty equals we have to do it. No, it doesn't. Just massage me and keep it moving, sir. I mean, we get it. But I'm not going to lie. Sometimes we do ask for a massage and we do hope that it ends, you know, in different ways when we're with our significant others. Okay. At least from my end, like, if we're massaging each other and it ends in other things, yes, that's because I'm with my significant other. I'm not trying to go somewhere and get a massage by a complete stranger and then it ends in happy endings. Now, there are places that do those things. Mm-hmm. And between two consenting adults or three, four, five, however many consenting adults are there, that is what it is. But to automatically assume that your significant other can't get a massage by the opposite sex because they can't control themselves means that you either lack self-esteem, you don't trust your partner, or there's some other underlying issues.
All right, hold on. Let me go back to a couple of things you said and I had to walk away.
Okay.
The part about the woman saying that they just wanted a regular massage.
Sir?
Let me tell you all what you do wrong and try to blame it on us. Well, you, first of all, don't ever, ever, ever assume that we just go massage you a regular ass, bored ass massage and then go and turn to watch TV.
No, why not?
Because that's not what you asked for. We are men. You knew when you were naked and laying there. And.
Okay, wait.
And.
But wait, this is, let me go back to that. So this is, so since you say that, this is why we then have to go to old boy to get a massage because he understands that that's all we want. So either you let this dude massage us or you give us the massage that we need and want.
No, first of all, just know that a massage from your boyfriend is a package deal. It's coming.
What?
If this, just accept it, realize. Second, when we get to the areas that you want us to stay away from, quit moaning. Because you all do it. You all get your legs comfortable and move them to the side. Stop that. And then maybe we can talk about what the proper massage is. I did air quotes just in case y'all can't. Just, I know you can't see it. Because you do it. You all do it. And you know it.
You moan because the massage feels good.
Yeah, well, feel good on the shoulders. Don't moan in that way.
When the whole, get down there. Everything you moan when you're on the shoulders.
Mm, not, it's a different moaning.
It know. All feels good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It all feels good.
Yep.
Well, the thing is, how come we're able to give you guys massages and walk away, but you guys can't give us massages and walk away?
Something wrong with y'all. You shouldn't walk away either. That's all y'all.
What? Because that's what you asked for. You asked for.
How about you understand that we asked for a package deal and you still messed that up? Like, what man walk around wanting massages? I want that.
So you're saying.
With nothing for my girlfriend? Who, what dude?
What about your wife?
What dude wants a massage from his wife or girlfriend and then that's all he really wanted?
Or significant other, because some men don't have wives or girlfriends, they or have whoever. Boyfriends.
Yeah. That ain't all we wanted. Get out of here.
What?
No. Surveys. Ask.
So find after out. A long day, if your significant other decided to just give you a massage, like they see you rub your back or your neck, you do the little neck roll, and they decide to give you a massage because they see that you've had a stressful day.
Watch his body language and see how he positioned his penis to your hand somehow when you started at his shoulders. And then you'll know.
So what you're saying is that unless it is a man's profession to massage you.
If you massage the person that you're in a relationship
okay, with. Okay, so, okay.
It's a package deal.
Always.
98.6% of the time. The other time is somebody was sick or sleepy or something.
So if a woman asks you to massage her feet, she should automatically expect your hands to travel up to her thighs and her groin area. And she should automatically expect...
It's going to go up the legs a bit. It might, yeah. A foot massage even, it could turn into that. Depending on what you had on when you asked.
So there's no way that a woman could just get a massage only from her significant other.
Say that up front.
That you want a massage only? That is what we say.
All right.
What? When have you ever said? When have you ever? When have we ever said?
The word only never comes out. Y'all know it.
So we have to specify massage only.
I feel you should.
Because you guys feel naked means massage me until your penis grows and then put it in me.
Yep. If you see, if your dude getting ready to give you a massage and he getting comfortable with his outfit.
Maybe he doesn't want to get oil on his clothes.
See, that's what it, oil's involved. Just.
Who gives dry massages?
Just relax and have, get the dick.
Why would you want a dry massage? Mm-hmm. Who says, yes, partner, please come dry massage me so that you won't get horny as you rub my body?
Mm-hmm.
Hornier.
Mm-hmm.
Who says that?
Just go to the professional here.
I'm going to do a survey. I'm going to do a poll on social media.
Shit.
And ask if, what's the poll? That massages from your significant other should automatically be considered a package deal?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Something along those lines. We'll figure it out. The wording.
Anyway, guys, this has been a conversation with Cream where I didn't have a conversation with myself for once. But this is so random. Listen, guys, you guys know that conversations with Cream is just random things. Just random, random things. And sometimes they're thought-provoking. Sometimes it's just talking about unrealistic or realistic couple goals and what getting a massage really means.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because people get massages at spas all the time and they end in them getting in the shower, washing off the massage stuff, putting on their clothes and leaving. But for some strange reason, I don't know why people tend to think that when they see dudes massaging people as their profession and they post these videos on Instagram, they automatically think that the person is having sex with them. Like, women give massages too.
Yeah.
And again, we're not dumb. We know that there's a such thing as different places that do give you happy endings, but that doesn't always happen. And you can't always say my girl's only getting a massage from a girl because sometimes, okay, listen, guys, I'm just gonna tell you this right now. Women know women's bodies better than men do. So thinking that sending your significant other, if she's the opposite sex from you, to someone that's the same sex as her is going to make the massage less sensual or make the massage not feel as good is
naive.
Very, 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 very naive. Very naive. So stop it. Anyway, we're going to end this random conversations with Cream here. As you guys know, my name is Cream, aka Miss Cream of the Crop. And if you miss any of my conversations, you can follow me on Spotify. Just search Toast and Talk Tuesdays, the podcast. I put my conversations with Cream in between my regular podcast post. But thank you guys for listening to today's random conversation with Cream.